O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In the light of the morning, we will sing for joy. A reading from Psalm 30, verses 4 to 7. Sing to the Lord, you servants of His. Give thanks for the remembrance of His holiness. For His wrath endures but the twinkling of an eye, His favor for a lifetime. Weeping may spend the night, but joy comes in the morning. While I felt secure, I said, I shall never be disturbed. You, Lord, with your favor, made me as strong as the mountains. In the light of the morning, we will sing for joy. A reading from Luke chapter 4, verses 38 to 44. Now he arose from the synagogue and enters Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, You are the Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Now when it was day, he departed and went into a deserted place. And the crowd sought him and came to him, and tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the light of the morning, we will sing for joy. Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel prayed, I did not ask for success, I asked for wonder. And you gave it to me. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As we draw near to you, God, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. May we know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, day by day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today and trust in God's steadfast love, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 13. Turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, We have defeated him. Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we ask you to give us peace that transcends all understanding. And we pray the words of Psalm 62. Our hope is in the Lord. He alone is our rock and our salvation, our fortress where we will not be shaken. God, we bring to you those we know who are anxious. especially with all the uncertainty and unsettling that the coronavirus pandemic has brought. And we ask you to give them peace that transcends all understanding. Unlock their prison doors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we won't pretend that this is easy. Our feelings are a bit up and down and all over the place right now. And we're battling with anxious thoughts. But we know that you're with us, and we choose to rejoice in you. We yield all that we're thinking and feeling to you, and we ask you to guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, we gratefully receive the promise of your peace today, whether our circumstances change or not. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone that we connect with. Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. You hear our prayers, whether they are full of thanksgiving or full of complaints. Your mercy is unending. Even in your discipline, you restrain yourself in ways we cannot know. May our mumbled words of gratitude and our fleeting praises find crevices where they can grow within your presence, Lord of light and morning. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.